Exclusive: Gay Couple Weds at Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Beyond Our Wildest Dreams. By Christina Wong on March 3, 2024. It started out with a joke between them, as they were looking at wedding venues. Can you imagine a wedding at Mar-a-Lago? The National Log Cabin Republicans, a pro-gay rights group, had hosted two galas at Mar-a-Lago before. Once in 2020 and again in 2022. So they decided to see if the wedding there would be in the realm of possibility. The couple, John Sullivan and Dan Madura, reached out to good friends and members of Mar-a-Lago Bill White and Brian Eyre, who then reached out to former President Donald Trump and his team. They happily approved the couple's request. The next day, they got a call from the director of catering at Mar-a-Lago. "Can we talk about dates?" she said. It unfolded very quickly. And again, it was not on our radar initially, but we were obviously really, really, really excited and thankful to be able to do it there, said Sullivan, who is the vice chair and treasurer of the Tennessee Log Cabin Republicans. In a recent interview with Breitbart News, they shared exclusive details and photos from behind the scenes of what they called a perfect wedding. "Mar-a-Lago is extremely opulent, reminds you of a castle. When you walk in the first time and you're kind of in awe," Sullivan said. "It's overwhelming and it's just gorgeous." The sunset hit right in the middle of the ceremony. And it just made for the most stunning pictures. "And it just was a gorgeous setting," he added. "It really was a wedding beyond our wildest dreams." To top it all off, they got to meet briefly with Trump the next day as they were having dinner with their families. Trump had just returned from Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. So he's walking by. He looks over, he says, "Hello, everyone, good to see you." And I said, "President Trump, we just want to say thank you for allowing us to host our beautiful wedding at Mar-a-Lago," Sullivan said. And he quickly stopped, turned and looked at us and he said, "Was it last night?" And we said, "Yes, it was last night, sir." And he said, "Well, was everything perfect? Was everything beautiful?" We said, "Yes, it absolutely was. We could not imagine anything better." They said the staff was also so warm to them and shared stories about Trump. "We got to know a lot of people, and when we had the actual ceremony, as we were at the top of the stairs getting ready to come down, the entire staff was lined up, and they were smiling. And they were coming out to us afterwards congratulating us the whole weekend," Sullivan said. They shared a lot of personal stories with their experience with President Trump and the way that he treats them, and they told us, "It's a shame that people can't see beyond the lies told about Trump and to know the real man, that takes care of people," he added. "It definitely shows that it's not a place of discrimination." They said they were not surprised at all that Trump approved their wedding, given his past support for the gay community. "We know the president's consistent history of supporting gays," Sullivan said. He said that support extends way back to 1985, when he first bought Mar-a-Lago, he said. "He had the property just as his residence, and then decided to turn it into a private club in Palm Beach. And at the time in Palm Beach, it was, you know, sort of a dirty secret that all the private clubs excluded African Americans. They excluded Jews, they excluded gays, and while this wasn't in writing anywhere, it was just it was a known thing across the community. President Trump, from day one when he opened the club, it was open to all people regardless of their race, their sexual orientation, their gender, etc. President Trump's been consistently supportive of the gay community all along," he added. Sullivan also listed a number of things Trump had done to support the gay community, including being the first president to go into an election supportive of same-sex marriage, appointing Richard Grenell as the first openly gay member of a White House cabinet, and appointing several openly gay judges. "He is a friend of the gays. He's supportive of the LGBT community. He's been consistent on that. And so we're excited to see the work he's able to do when he becomes president in 2025," he said. They said the experience was eye-opening for friends and family who had political differences or had heard that Trump was an awful person who hates gay people, Sullivan said. "What was very, very special to see is that some of those people that maybe had a different view on things and were thinking that, oh my gosh, I can't believe that these guys are gay and they decided to get married at Mar-a-Lago, to see their whole narrative that they've been sold for years, hearing that President Trump was this mean, awful man and hates gay people, be deconstructed. It was really neat to see some of those people's eyes be opened through this really special time. They said since their wedding, they have ironically experienced hate from the gay left. A lot of the most negative and nasty comments come from others in the gay community, Medora said. They preach so much acceptance and inclusion and diversity and everybody's different, etc. It's unfortunate to see some of the meanest comments and the most negativity come out of a group that proclaims to only want to be included and accepted and to be allowed to love who they want and do what they want. Sullivan added, the whole thing that the Democrats, the left, seems to have to offer right now is simply to divide people and to put people into groups and to pit them against one another. And finding the smallest of disagreements on issues and then trying to divide people. What they have to offer is just telling people if you come with us and you believe you are 100% in lockstep with our views, you can be part of our group, he said. Trump, on the other hand, wants what's best for all Americans, even those that hate him, he said. I hope people can see a little bit of that out of this experience, that we were able to have our wedding there. We're just so thankful we had the wedding of our dreams. We're thankful to our friends, Bill and Brian, that helped make it possible, and we're very thankful to President Trump and First Lady Melania for allowing us to host our guests there. It was just the most surreal experience that somebody will never forget. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.